This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The key ingredient to making maple syrup isn't really an ingredient, it's temperature. The folks who work in the maple industry know there is a relatively small seasonal window when the sap is running in sugar maples. It happens when the temperature is below freezing at night and above freezing during the day. A new study published in the journal Forest Ecology and Management looks at how climate change and specifically rising temperatures will affect sap collection over the next century. Here to talk to us about it is the co-author of the study, David Lutz. He is an environmental scientist and ecologist at Dartmouth College. Hi, David. Thanks for being with us.
Hi.
What were some of the most critical findings in your recent study on the season for future maple sugaring?
We have two main conclusions. The first is that the beginning of the tapping window starts to push farther into winter, so it becomes earlier and earlier over the course of the season, and that happens throughout the whole range of where we were looking, which goes all the way down through North Carolina and up through Quebec, and the average is about a month earlier. Here in Vermont, we normally think about the beginning of the season happening during town meeting day, which is in early March, and we can think of that as happening by 2100, closer to Valentine's Day in the beginning of February. Another conclusion that we found in our research was the decrease in sap flow, including some pretty drastic reductions in sap flow with rising temperatures in the southern part of the range of maple through Pennsylvania down through Virginia.
Now, to be clear, none of the sites that you were tracking in this study were actually in Vermont, but you are still able to make some predictions about this region from the data that you did get. Is that right?
That's correct. The closest study site that we did have to Vermont was just right up the road here at Dartmouth's Organic Farm. We had students collecting sap. But what we were able to do was collect data from all these sites and construct mathematical relationships between how much sap was flowing, the sugar content of that sap, and climatic variables. And what we were able to do was, through those relationships, understand or think about how future flow may be impacted by projected climate change. So that was how we were able to take data from our sites that we were looking at and think about how that may influence what will happen in Vermont.
That's around the year 2100. And, you know, human beings being as we are, we tend to think, oh, I've got plenty of time for that. But you did mention that one of the things your study found was that not only will the season start earlier, but that the sap yield may not be as high as it is now.
That's correct. And one thing that's important to note here is that we were really trying to expand the scope of this type of research. So we were looking at pretty broad climate variables. If you go to any a maple farm or talk to any producer, they'll tell you within a site, you'll have cool spots, you'll have warm spots, you'll have areas that will not produce sap until later in March, you'll have areas that start very early. And so you may see within each producer's site some fluctuations. This is not a study that's trying to suggest that everything is going to behave this way. The broad takeaway is that on average, you may see some slight reductions here. And what we're trying to point out is that we have some time to think about how producers can adapt to those changes. And I believe they already are. Maple producers that I've talked to, these folks are smart. They're utilizing technology to get out ahead of this.
What are some of the things that maple producers should be starting to do, or as you're implicating here, are already doing?
A large majority of them really utilize vacuum systems, which will kind of create an artificial pressure gradient within the tree so that so long as temperatures reach below freezing, they can kind of simulate a scenario in where flow really is powerful.
This study really shows what could happen differently by the end of the century. Is the timing of the season changing enough currently that anything is noticeable? Anything you've been hearing from maple producers that they're saying, you know what, I'm already seeing some real changes to our season?
That's a great question. There have been surveys of maple producers who are predominantly noticing that the season is in fact changing. Whether or not they attribute it to climate change is a little bit of a disagreement. There's no consensus about that from what I can tell. I do notice, and we notice here in our area, kind of the Upper Valley, we'll have some earlier spring thaws. We had that a couple years ago. And so you do start to anecdotally see see some of those earlier years, and that generally will make local news. And so I believe we are really starting to see that right now.
David, are there any other questions that are piquing your interest that you think could be answered by more research in this area?
Oh, man. How much time do you have? This is a, you know, this study is broad. We're using coarser level climate data to make these projections, and we're generalizing across some of these stands, right? There's so much variation from stand to stand of these maple trees. I'm a ecosystem modeler. I like to think about how can we construct a model that will replicate those conditions so we can really kind of tailor our understanding and projections for all these people individually. It's a lot of work, and there's a lot to think about in there, but that's something that I'd like to continue to do.
David Lutz is an environmental scientist and ecologist at Dartmouth College, and we'll have a link to his recent study on our webpage, vpr.org. David, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you. Have a great day.